Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Terry Daly, Steve Mix from Daily Mix Morning Show on the way. We'll send Spin 10 artists who almost died on stage. That is coming up at 4:30, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
On to the birthdays brought to you by our friends at San Juan Salsa Company from Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa.
Dip responsibly.
First time doing this. Happy birthday to our son, Jack Vance. He is 9 years old today. Any chance we could get him the longest fart and green beans? Possibly Coach Ted talking about how cool it is to play the tight end position. Thanks, guys. Lots of love. That from Dad, Mom, and from Sam.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah.
All right, let's be honest. Playing tight end is the best of both worlds on the offense. Why? You have to be part of that unique crew, the offensive line, blocking, which is most important as a tight end. But second of all, you also get to be a specialist, man. You get to run patterns, catch some TDs, maybe catch a pass. Hell, I haven't seen running back or tight ends as a running back position.
Mm-hmm.
Versatile, fun. Remember, though, block, son.
Patel's happy birthday to my big brother, James. From chasing me with snakes, butcher knives, and telling me piranhas only eat little girls named Paris, to consistently showing up for me. If you were at the Cloverleaf in Bremerton later, buy him a drink. So can he get a kid-faced sandwich and some green beans? Thanks, guys. That from Paris.
Fish salad.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Hello, guys. What do I wish my coworker Melissa a very happy birthday? Please give her green beans. The captain talking about his last crazy hotel stay, and Coach Ted sending positive vibes. Yes, she and I work at a hotel up north. Have a great day, guys. That from Steven.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday. Well, the El Capitan and hotels have a long and sordid history. Most of the big ones have asked me not to come back. And by asking me not to come back, I mean they contacted lawyers who told me you can't go there anymore. But the one place that me and the mascots can go is the Grizzled Moose Knuckle. It's a nice little place on High 5 on the way to Northern California. When you get there, ask for Swatlana. She can get you anything you need and a couple of things you don't need. Crunch bears.
Oh, man. Sorry, I got lost to listen to the captain there. And I know Svetlana.
Svetlana. Yeah.
All right, you need some positive vibes? Look at the bright side, man. Birthdays today, heading into summer. Things can't go wrong. Well, look, maybe they did last year. Put them behind you. It's 2020 vibe. I'm going to keep saying it until it's real.
Guys, it's my 23rd birthday today. Hoping I could get a Joey Chestnut, a Leroy Jenkins, Coach Ted giving me a game plan for how to throw down on Tuesday night, and some dad jokes for Miles. Thanks, guys. That from John.
Joey Chestnut!
Leroy Jenkins!
I mean, pretty simple. I say you find the most popular Mexican restaurant. People will be in there celebrating Taco Tuesday. You go in headstrong. Speak some Spanish to tell everybody it's your birthday. Or as they say in Spanish, el birthday.
Couple dad jokes. Did you guys know the Ford F-150 has a towing capacity of 11,500 pounds?
No.
Oh.
That is my best pickup line.
All right.
That's a
Grandma heads down to church. She gets there and asks the guy outside, is Mass out? Guy says, no, but your hat's on crooked. Good day, sirs. Today is my wonderful wife's 43rd. Can Coach Ted please give her some encouragement to a special ed educator with tomorrow being the last day of school for the harrowing year she's had? Let's hear some turtle sex, too, and some green beans for good measure. Thanks, guys. That from Evan.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Green bean.
All right, listen. This one's pretty simple. Everybody respects teachers, or they should. But special ed teachers, man, I give you guys credit. You're a special breed of people. Unique challenges and stuff you have to deal with. And I think tomorrow for you is even a more emotional day because those kids are bonded with you, right? So, I mean, stay strong. Sorry you had a tough year. But, yeah, I mean, even watching my nephew graduate a couple years ago, just watching the special ed teachers with those kids, I was like, man, they're putting in the work.
Yep. Charles, can I please get a birthday shout out to Uncle Tony? He's been a big part of my life since before I was born and listened every day for years and has never gotten a birthday shout out. Love you and miss you and are proud of you. How about a fish sandwich, a fart medley, and maybe the Dirty German's dealer's choice? That for Mike, JJ, Nikki, and Davian.
A fillet of fish sandwich.
Yeah, I'll explain this in a moment. Yeah, they've never given you a birthday shout-out, even though you listen to the show all the time. So this is the year they decided they love you. You must have gotten bad medical news.
Yeah, what's Jesus' family and the friends all the years before that?
Yeah.
We know how it feels to feel isolated.
Yeah, they're like, screw Uncle Tony. He does not deserve it. But then this year, they're like, oh, Uncle Tony, hey. Yeah, we love you. You must have promised them something.
It says, hopefully not for cocaine.
Yeah.
And finally, for the birthdays, all of Macholas, I turned 42 today, and since no one I know in Northern Illinois really listens to your show, it falls on me to ask for a birthday shout-out. So can I get a fish sandwich medley and Coach Ted's advice on being 42? Appreciate you guys. That from the lovely Kate.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I get a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich.
Sandwich.
Maybe
are
some
you
dinner
sure?
Relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon, and at
night. Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
All right, 42. I say we start with starting something new. I don't know. Pick up that guitar you've always wanted to play. Do whatever you want. Second of all, you know the friends you like and don't like at 42, so you have to deal with them. Third of all, Jackie Robinson wore 42. And they retired his number. So make this somehow a year they'll retire in the record books.
There you go.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BT.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Knock out to 508. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's a new study talking about the potential nanoplastics within our food that could be altering our metabolisms and even messing with our blood sugar.
Yeah, I guess this new.
Not,
I mean, look,
newish to me, but no, this particular story, no.
I mean, I guess they're just breaking down why it's bad. They established nobody wants microplastics in their system.
Right, and I think...
There's no way to avoid that living in this country. But with that, like, look, we know it's bad for us. You don't need to break down exactly what it's doing.
Right.
It's bad for you.
And also, what am I doing that puts microplastics in me? And what can I do differently to keep the microplastics out of it?
Eat unprocessed food, live in a different country. I mean, right. It's like, look, man,
drink
it's
water
the
out
food
of a glass
that we get.
Hey.
Right? It's how we consume things.
Don't tell
They're
me.
They're not
tell
wrong.
Them.
Right. It's not on us, man.
Exactly.
And you are telling the wrong people.
I want plastics in my damn brain, dude. I'm dumb enough as it is. I don't need more stuff, you know, altering me here. There's a flesh-eating fly that was once eradicated from the U.S. that's making a return as it spreads through Central America.
Cool.
Sweet.
Cool.
Yeah.
Glad that's Jesus. Back.
Here it comes.
All right. What else? We got measles.
Yeah.
We got flesh-eating. What else can
flies.
We bring back?
Yeah.
You know, just bring back the dinosaurs. All right. Let's just do Jurassic Park.
I don't get how they come back. You know, if they've been gone for however many years, like, for me.
But gone from here.
Yeah.
Right? That's the thing. So you can eradicate up to a point, and then I guess you keep them at bay, however you do that.
And now they're just coming up through Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
And Mexican flesh-eating flies. There's a new argument in the educational system that tests like the SATs may actually not represent a student's knowledge as well as a high school GPA.
Well, no kidding. No kidding, guys. Come on.
Right. They were saying basically the SATs test you on things that not everybody has knowledge about.
Yeah.
So the high school GPA is a better indicator as to
whether you did the work that was in front of you. But like anything, it's just some standardized test so that any college anywhere in this country can look at it and do this rounded way of determining whether or not you're a good student. Right?
Sure.
And that's why you do all the standardized tests. Like, where do you compare to everyone else? That's essentially what that comes down to.
Right.
But your GPA says, no, I was physically here. This is the work I had in front of me.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, come on.
People that drink 1 to 3 cups of coffee a day have a 15% lower risk of death than non-coffee drinkers.
But how does that work? Say we're crossing the street in the middle of it, and a bus comes barreling down. It's 15% less likely to hit you.
Correct, because now I have more energy, and I'm able to, you know, quicker reflexes.
Senses.
Yeah, there you go.
I got the spidey sense, and I'm going to get out of the way of the bus and go, Steve!
Should I coffee, bro?
Right. I'm going to have enough time to scream just as you die.
I told you to go to Starbucks.
Right. Man!
Bus wouldn't have hit you.
Oh, no.
Right. That's a crazy one. Right.
Oh, God.
It's just a 50% chance, you know, less death.
Right.
Maybe they got an Air India, right?
You're right. They should kind of quantify, like, what do you...
Yes!
What is...
Quantify. If we fall out of the 7th story of a building, are you 15% more likely to survive?
And even then, they call it sudden death. Like, you're right. If I were to jump out this window, it doesn't matter how much freaking coffee
I don't think
I
your odds are better.
No!
We might find out, like, I'll be damned. Mike got up. He's walking back into the lobby, dude.
By God, it was the coffee, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, coffee.
Thank you. I was able to... do something in air that kept me from dying. Criminy. There's a probiotic that's showing potential as a treatment for depression and constipation.
Mm. Depression.
Depression.
In your stomach.
Yeah.
And constipation. I like it.
Hey, you know
that's,
what?
I mean, that's just two things that suck at the same time.
They do.
Constipation. Jesus.
Constantation.
Constantation, Jesus.
Constipation.
Constipation makes sense. For a probiotic.
You're right, Miles.
I'm having a hard time speaking.
So what do you need some coffee?
What do you think they were working on first?
Constipation.
The stool softener or treating depression? Because I guarantee you.
Neither.
Like anything, when the side effects happen, they go, hey, it's like Viagra.
Sure.
Oh, it's a blood. Hey, man. This guy's had an erection
for 2 hours.
Let's just change
man.
What it's about, right? So you got to think with this. They're probably going for one or the other. I have a hard time believing. They said, you know what? Depression and constipation. Let's come up with one thing to take care of.
That's got to be the constipation.
So either somebody said, man, I'm really depressed. I want to try this new treatment. And they're crapping their brains out because they weren't constipated.
Sure.
Or somebody who was super depressed took a trial medication for constipation and said, look, I cleared my bowels, and honestly, man, I'm just feeling better.
Well, and there's a big push and focus on... Big push and focus on gut health these days.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if it wasn't for constipation. Either way, if I haven't backed one out in a while, I'm a little down myself. So, yeah.
I was going to say, is that like the food one, right? It's like, I'm depressed because I'm constipated. I'm constipated because I'm depressed.
Right. The vicious cycle. Right? I can't poop because I don't have the energy to because I'm too depressed about the fact that I can't poop.
Take a Metamucil.
Or a probiotic. You'll feel happy and empty.
Yeah. Fiber.
Happy and empty.
Easy.
I'm just saying, generally, you'll feel happier when you're empty on the inside. Dead inside, great outside. I love this pill. I can't feel a thing.
No.
Emotions suck. I love her. I don't know a thing about her.
I'm happy and regular.
I like bowel movements more than the depression. How about you? I'm Radio Steve Hill. You ever just sat on the toilet because you can't move one, and at the same time, you're feeling really down? Well, do I have good news for you.
Well, I got the stuff for you.
My stomach just works the opposite way. I've definitely had a rough day where it's like, I'm going to cry if I can't get off this toilet.
Get me out of here.
But I'm taking Pepto to stop.
I remember having that conversation with you. Mike, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, especially the one day at work was so awful, and like the toilet paper here just not to work. So it's just things are raw now. I can barely sit down and do something that night.
You flush where you're sitting there to get a little splash of cool water on it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm clenching just thinking about it, and everything's fine.
Nintendo's new console will automatically turn off the rumble function after it detects, quote, extended use.
The rumble function.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. Is that in the controller?
Yes.
Yeah, it actually is.
Yeah, you know, but the controller. It rumbles on it, you know. You're playing Mario Kart and you hit a wall.
I think there's going to be some backlash on that. Just throwing that out there.
You either let me use that rumble function or you get a detachable shower hat.
Jesus. The electric toothbrush. Not just for cleaning dogs anymore.
I know. No.
It never was. Oh, you can also wash the dog easier.
You know what you can do? Wash the dog. Look at that.
I'll be there. All these years.
You're already cleaning the mammal. You can clean the dog, too.
Well, take care of it. Everything's getting cleansed.
Get in there, boy.
Everything's getting good and rinsed off. I think you missed a spot. You haven't found that one yet.
Honey, you all right? You've been showered for 20 minutes.
Damn, water tank's empty.
Yeah.
Gonna go out on a limb here and say that that the men in this room, I know you guys, you're good dudes, and I know that you do a lot for the women in your lives. Whether Steve, you and I are married, you guys are on the dating scene.
Yeah, we don't have a choice.
You guys do a lot there. But now there's a list of things that bring much needed relief to the heroes out there.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
10 or more things men should never feel obligated to do for their wives. There's a reason I'm not married anymore, because I refuse to do that. Yes, that. That thing. You gotta know what that thing is, don't you? Well, I assume you do, because you should have more than two brain cells rubbing together trying to conjure up a coherent thought. Or maybe you're holding on to those two brain cells for motor functions like breathing. That's right, I wouldn't mouth kiss her aunt with the hairy mole just to the right of her pie hole. For the love of God, Blanche, take a scalpel to that thing. You're scaring the children.
Dear God, Blanche. You know Blanche. So these are 10 things that men never feel obligated to do for their wives. Bottom of the list, they say to handle all those last-minute errands. Imagine a young man dashing through a bustling supermarket aisle, juggling groceries, cleaning supplies, and a phone call from home. It's a scene many can relate to, yet it's an unfair expectation to place solely on one partner. Sharing last-minute errands can alleviate stress and build cooperation. We're tired of doing it all.
You're the one who's out.
You bought the wrong thing.
You're the one who's out, I would go, you're at the store.
Right.
Can you, because I'm not. I get that one.
Even more, carrying all that emotional baggage. Picture this, a husband, while sipping his morning coffee, becomes the sole go-to for every emotional storm in the household. It sounds overwhelming, right? It's It's essential for both partners to share emotional burdens equally. While men can be empathetic listeners, they shouldn't feel obligated to absorb every emotional wave alone.
Well, I don't get much choice. Kids are yelling, the wife's yelling. And she even put in the file this day card and just said, thank you for putting up with our insanity when I know you just want to relax. Hey. Which actually made me laugh out loud. I'm like, it's true, but it's family. What are you going to do?
Hey,
you
know what I mean? That's what we signed up for.
I just asked my son, hey, while the two of you are fighting, can you move from in front of the TV?
Things men should never feel obligated to do for their wives. Always take the lead in decision making. Making decisions is an integral part of any relationship.
Who are they married to?
But men shouldn't feel obligated to be the default decision maker.
Like, I have an opinion.
Whether it's choosing what to have for dinner, making big life choices, or handling daily logistics, both partners should have an equal say.
My wife has say. I have suggestions. I mean, that's rarely.
I mean, go, okay. Say.
Yeah, you just kind of go, all right, man.
Okay.
Yeah,
just remind me beforehand.
Right.
Because I can't keep all this stuff straight.
It's like planning your wedding. Like, how involved were you really? And essentially, you are the prop.
Right.
It's like taking 500 darts in one hand and throwing them against the wall to see if they stick.
Right.
But I'm supposed to remember where everyone's stuck on each ever individual day and what they represent. I can't keep up with you.
Right.
Just tell me an hour beforehand.
That's my general thing. Tell me today what I need to do today.
Thank you.
And it works very well.
You know, go back to the wedding. You know, there's always that, what do you think of this? That's the wrong way to word that. It's, do you hate this? Because right. If the answer is anything other than no, it's going to happen.
Well, even then, if they say, do you hate this? I think their response would be, oh, you're going to be so upset on wedding day.
Oh, that sucks for you.
I'm sorry, you're going to hate that.
Leave now.
Yeah.
Things men should never feel obligated to do for their wives. Remember every important date. Anniversaries, birthdays, and special occasions are meaningful, but men shouldn't feel obligated to be the sole memory bank for them. Relationships thrive on mutual effort, and both partners can take responsibility for remembering and celebrating important dates. Well,
again, who are they married to? I'm just saying, like, my wife's aware of all this. She will text me to remind me, hey,
by the way,
say happy birthday to. But, like, man, they do not come to me to ask me if I remember dates on anything, because that's a setup. Like, you know I don't.
Hey. How about men?
I mean, I don't even see my kids. Hey, Dad, Mom, I'm serious. Like, you know who to go to.
I mean, a few birthdays and anniversary I get, but yeah. I don't know. Like,
anything else? Don't know.
Wow. Yeah.
How about managing all those household chores? Household chores are a shared responsibility, not a solo endeavor. The idea that men must bear the brunt of keeping the house tidy is outdated. It's time that we reframe this notion. Everyone in the household, regardless, should contribute to maintaining space.
Yeah. Clean up after yourself.
Yeah.
Clean up after yourself.
Well, like, if you do that, it's really not a big deal on the quote-unquote day you clean.
I'm going to, like, wash some lettuce and stuff. Start dinner. I'm going to clean half the crap from your lunch out of the sink first.
Right.
It's like, I will do it, but you're not making life easy for me.
Right.
Like, that's not polite. Like,
how about always having to be the driver?
I don't mind that.
Sharing the responsibility of driving can enhance a couple's travel experiences.
I want to scare the living hell out of her.
Men shouldn't feel obligated to always take the wheel. Women can drive just as competently.
Yeah, I almost never do unless she's hammered.
Right?
Men should really take the keys. I'm like, sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, again, it depends on who you are. Depends on who likes to drive.
Right.
Yeah, growing up, my dad looked at my mom like, no, give me the keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things that men shouldn't feel obligated to do for their wives, initiate all social plans.
Again, who are they married to?
Is this from Cosmopolitan?
Social engagements can be a source of joy, but they shouldn't rest solely on one partner's shoulders. Men don't have to feel obligated to organize every social meeting or event. Sharing the responsibility of planning social activities ensures that both partners are involved and enjoy the interactions.
I always have the same question. Do we have beer? Hey. Sure, we throw a big party Friday, end of the year. My wife had everything to do with that. I just know it's at my home.
Right.
Am I on the question? Do we have beer? Beginning and end of the conversation for me.
Men,
I plan nothing.
You shouldn't have to handle all those medical appointments.
Who are they married to?
Medical appointments are a vital aspect of self-care, but managing them shouldn't fall solely on one partner.
You think I booked my woman's medical appointments?
Yeah, that seems crazy.
Jesus, dude.
That seems like a recipe for trouble.
Don't listen to any of this.
Mm-hmm. Men often find themselves responsible for scheduling and coordinating, but it's perfectly okay to share this responsibility.
Again, I don't think I've planned any of my doctor or dental visits.
God, man, that'd be kind of funny, though. Ted, why don't I have an... I didn't know I had an... I made an appointment.
You're going to let your GYN.
You need to go in.
Things that men should never have to feel obligated to do for their wives. Initiate every intimate moment. intimacy is a beautiful part of relationships.
No, we're just horny all the time.
But initiating those moments shouldn't solely rest on one partner.
It's fine.
Men might feel pressured to always make the first move, but it's important to recognize that both partners can take the lead.
Both partners can take the lead.
Well, yeah. Again, who are they married to?
How about organizing every family gathering?
Nope.
I'm over it. Family gatherings are wonderful opportunities to connect, but organizing them shouldn't be one person's responsibility.
My brother's coming over.
I mean, again, like,
this is dude speak. I don't know. Maybe my sister. I don't know what she's doing, but I told her she could come over.
I don't know that I've organized any quote-unquote. I mean, do you want to go to the bar? Seriously, that's the extent of me organizing a social thing.
There you go.
Plus, I don't know. I've just gotten to the age with most of my buddies where if somebody cancels or something, you go, all right, cool.
Yeah.
All
right, yeah,
it's not like a big deal. Right.
And then I'll leave you with this last thing that men should never feel obligated to do with their wives. And that's plan every date night.
Again. Who are they married to?
Date nights are essential to keeping romance alive, but planning them shouldn't fall on one person, guys. It's all right if you're not the romantic planner every single time. A successful date is about shared experience, not just the orchestrated details. Both partners should feel free to come up with ideas whenever it's a fancy dinner, or whether it's a fancy dinner or a simple night in with takeout and movies.
I don't know that any of that applies to me.
So know your rights, men. Get out there and tell your wives what for.
I'll tell you what, I do nothing on that list. I am living the good life.
I literally read through there. It was like, she does that, she does that. Yeah. I don't do that. I don't do that.
I have nothing to do right. with any of that.
They're not talking to me. I'm already following this list.
All right.
Yeah.
I already don't do this.
We are trailblazers.
I don't feel obligated.
Right. I certainly don't.
A woman in England showed that.
I mean, I just can't imagine any woman I've dated ever be like, good news, I got the next 3 weekends planned out for us.
Yeah, right.
Spent a lot of time with the fellas.
Got you, baby.
Yeah, I know how much you love it.
A woman in England showed that parking in the UK is a little ridiculous, Miles.
Is that based on the price of the tickets?
I will give you all the details at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Hey, and the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 35-year-old Toby Freeman of Colchester, England. Now, our very own Mike Hawks, we have a little more about this gentleman in headlines coming up. But today, I do feel that this guy deserves a toast. Why? Well, here's the thing. He lost his brother to testicular cancer a couple of years ago, and like a lot of people in that unfortunate situation, now his heart is with fundraising and bringing awareness to all different kinds of cancers in the way that he does it since he's a runner. Most recently, he just ran 90 miles along the length of Hadrian's Wall, and that's only part of the 311-mile run that he wants to do from coast to coast. As he says, testicular cancer took my brother. Now I'm taking on marathons. Ultra marathons. Again, he just did Hadrian's Wall. He's already run a few marathons in London and Brighton. He completed the Great Manchester Run. He's going to continue in the next few weeks with the Thames Ultra Marathon, culminating with the big, ballsy Ultra Marathon in November. So this guy's committed, and every time he runs, he raises money. That alone would be shot-worthy. But the reason we're really toasting this guy is that he does all of this dressed as a pair of giant testicles. Yeah. The picture's fantastic. He's trying to bring awareness to it. I get it. But he does all this, dressed as testicles. The only comment that he made was when he's on the rural runs, he says that farm animals are a little skittish when he runs by. It's like other runners go by. Yeah. Cows are used to whatever. He's like, when I come running up as a giant set of testicles, like the looks on the animals' faces is just different.
Yeah,
and that makes sense.
He's not wrong. We're talking about it.
Yeah, we are talking about it. It's the whole point, man. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes fundraising a ball.
It does. Hey, yes. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.